Before we get to regionals, you guys had an inter-squad scrimmage, your last time for a whole bunch of seniors to play here in front of a small group of audience members. Tell me about that.
You know, trying to make do with what we possibly could just with the way COVID is working around in both communities with us in Wrangell, but did an inter-squad scrimmage amongst ourselves and 10 seniors this year. So kind of one of the largest group of seniors we ever had, but it was great to get our young kids to play a game and then inter-squad ourselves with the blue and black scrimmage on Saturday night and Friday with the senior parents there so they could see them play on their home floor. We weren't able to have our seeding tournament just because all the teams wanted to save up for regions and not have anything happen within that time of when our seeding tournament was till regions. So we had a conference seeding tournament already done, so we already kind of knew where people would fall for seeding at the region tournament. But it was great, good competition, kind of quiet because you don't really have a student section, is more the parents, but it was enjoyable for the parents just to see their kids play, and it was really good competition.
Tough to talk about all 10, but I know a lot of them have been with you probably even more than 4 years, right? Back into middle school.
Yep had them all since sixth grade, and some of them, you know, they didn't really play in middle school and came out their sophomore year of high school coming out. But all 10 seniors, they've been around a long time, and some of them have gone off and done some student exchanges, so they've had a lot of good experience. But a lot of memories with this group, and I talked about kind of my favorite memory of them when we were presenting all the seniors out there when they were coming out to the floor, because we had some good times in middle school, especially traveling and everything else that we've done as a group. But they've been around a long time and known these kids for, goodness, too many years, but it's awesome. Many more to come. But they're a really good bunch of kids. Tough year towards the ending of it. Everything seemed to be working real good in the beginning, and then kind of rough towards the end with how many cancellations we had. But we're gonna try and finish up strong here with the region tournament coming up.
Yeah, they haven't had a lot of competition this past season. Are they excited to play going into regionals?
Really are excited to get to the region tournament. We more games than what we had last year, which is pretty neat. The Jive tournament was really, really good just to get court time and a lot of playing time. The seeding tournament was a lot of court time again, even in the middle of the night playing. And then the little jamboree that we did with Prince of Wales teams in Wrangell was good just to get back on the floor. We did move some people around in our rotation because we kind of found one that works really well. So they're excited just to get back on the floor and play against somebody other than themselves.
Open up against Metlakatla Friday afternoon?
Yep, open up against Metlakatla Friday afternoon. We're the first match. If we take care of Metlakatla, we'll have Klawak, who is the number one seed, later that evening. Metlakatla could be, they've never been full strength when we've seen them. They've had some rotations, but that's kind of the same with us. We've never played with our full squad in any conference game yet. So it's going to be pretty cool just to get back up there and see what teams are doing. Metlakatla can serve pretty well. They keep the ball in play. And if we take care of business the way we should against Met, we've got a pretty darn good Klawak team that's got two seniors that lead pretty well, and they take care of the ball a lot. Not many easy mistakes.
And then top two teams get to state?
Yep, top two teams get to state. Just the way the ferry works getting up there, we'll be playing Saturday morning and then leaving Saturday afternoon. But top two go to state. So hopefully we can play like we did this past weekend, because it was really good competition and high quality.